for whatever else. So it was hard to look forward and manage diaries when you weren't always aware of what was in people's minds. Just the bigger team, it just meant harder.
This was the time when the PM's office was over in the on the Senate side,
part of
during
it,
the extension work, which was finished in early 73.
Early 73. So it was, we were only over there for a couple of months. By the time we'd had a bit of a Christmas break, it was only a month or two before we came back to the refurbished PM's office.
And you worked in the corridor opposite his senior private secretary's office?
No, I wasn't in the corridor. I had this sort of horse box, which was, as you look at the door to the PM's office from that corridor, it was on the right. The senior private secretary was on the left of Whitlam's doors, but I was tucked in behind another corridor going that way. It was a room without any natural light, without any air, and we were there from 9 a.m. till whenever at night. Not very fitting. It was not very well thought through.
The time, your hours though would have changed. They wouldn't perhaps have been as excessive as they were when you were working with.
I think that's probably right. I think that's probably right. As I say, I was getting a bit disillusioned by then anyway. 73 was lots of, exciting, lots of trips, places, travelling overseas. 74 was a horrible, fairly horrible year. Things, the economy went funny and, things didn't, I think there was a, well, there were a few political problems which made the atmosphere in the office not always very pleasant. And then, I just was, had got to the stage then of thinking, well, no, I think I want a proper job, not a proper job, but a permanent job where I can have a bit more security. Mm. So all those sorts of things added up. And John Menadue by then was Secretary of Prime Minister's Department, so he saw me into Gough's employ, and he actually, what I did in government was when I decided that I wanted to move on, I applied for jobs in Prime Minister's Department, and then when I got them, I'd say, well, sorry, I can't take it up because I was entitled to do this. I'm still on Mr. Whitlam's staff until I got a promotion to a position which was at the same level as I was being paid on Mr. Whitlam's staff. And the department then said to me, well, will you take this one? And I said, yes, I will. But then I got cold feet about telling him I was going to leave. I really didn't know how to put it. And I remember John Menadue saying to me from his chair as Secretary of Prime Minister's Department, he said, do you want me to tell him? And I said, no, John, I've got to do it. So it was interesting. He saw me, as I say, Menadue sort of saw me in and almost saw me out. But then I went to work in his department, so.
There are quite a number of other issues that in relation to your work prior to him becoming Prime Minister and other that I'd like to come back to later. But I thought perhaps this might be a good time to take a to stop for today.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And we'll come back to it in our next appointment in 2 weeks' time.
Okay.